Not Montana. I love Yellowstone. I love Yellowstone. Did you guys see this one?
No.
Nope.
So these parents, and we're going to react to a video that they put out. It looks like they lost custody of their daughter after refusing to let her transition to a boy. Montana? I blame that Hannah.
They couldn't wait till 18?
Bay.
I'm just saying.
Bay, we're going to get into this, man. We're going to, I mean, but move. Hey, is Joe Rogan voting for Donald J. Trump? It kind of, I don't know. But if you win over, if you win over Rogan, I'm telling you, that's like, what was the phrase for Walter Cronkite back in the day? If you lose Cronkite, you lose America.
Yeah.
If you lose Rogan, I think you lose America. And I got a bunch of random reaction videos that I've downloaded. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to just not let them go to you. So we're just going to react to some random videos.
Random videos.
Yeah, some of them are good. We got this and so much more here today on the Joe Padilla Show. Absolutely. Justin Nichols, William Davis, John Doe, Chris Early.
Boom, boom. Present and or accounted for.
What's up, hey?
How's it going?
How's your day?
All right.
What do you say?
No, no. All
right. Hey, what's going on? My name is Joe Padilla, host of the show. Former Screaming Eagle soldier of the 101st Airborne Division Air Assault, the Mighty Strike Brigade, Five Wadoos on the loose. And yes... I'm never gonna give up the fight. It's just this time I'm not in uniform. And now we're in a different battle. Mm-hmm. We're in a different war. It's a culture war. Mm. And it's an honor to fight by your side. Absolutely. Yeah, don't forget to make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, the whole bit, alright? And, yeah, on today's front in the culture war, we go to Montana. This is crazy.
Look at that. We actually started well before, you know, early.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know how.
You wanted to beat the traffic.
I hate traffic.
Yeah, I do, too.
There's a lot of it.
I hate traffic.
I don't like it.
It's... And why don't people use blinkers?
Because they're stupid.
I mean, are they... Do
laziness.
They, do they do it on purpose?
They probably got their phone in their hand.
It's just laziness. Nobody needs to know where I'm going.
Whatever. I'm behind you.
Like, bro, I would have made that right turn had I known that you were, you know...
You were going to make a right turn.
Right. Right? We were perpendicular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Car's coming. All right. Mm-hmm. And then they make that right. And I go, ugh.
Then you know where you go.
Come on, man. I love you, but come on.
Yeah, Benjamin goes, hello. Finally caught alive from the beginning.
Me too, actually, Benjamin. Me too. All right. We're going to check out this story coming out of Montana, where gender ideology has torn our family apart. The Montana family, who lost custody of their 14-year-old daughter after refusing to let her transition to a boy, well, they reveal their torment.
First things first, I'd contact a lawyer and be like, I'm suing y'all, mother...
So the mom and dad, they told the Daily Mail the ordeal has torn their family apart. Krista Kolstad revealed that the family's nightmare began when they received a call that their 14-year-old daughter, Jennifer, told her friends at school that she wanted to commit suicide in this past August of 2023. Later that night, CPS, Child Protective Services, went to the Kolstad's home in Glasgow to inspect the house and interview Jennifer, later determining that she needed to transition to get better.
First of all, that's not their job.
Wow.
No.
Which one of them has the clinical degree?
So, Krista, who's Jennifer's stepmother, and the girl's biological father, Todd, said that Jennifer had a tough upbringing and several undiagnosed mental health concerns, including attention-seeking behavior online, which they believe caused the urge to transition and were overlooked by social services. Yes, this child is looking for attention.
Absolutely.
Look at me, look at me. Let's take a look at the video that they put out.
My name is Todd Kolstad. I'm a father, husband, and business owner. I was born in Glasgow, Montana, and have lived in Montana much of my life. I have 5 children from a previous marriage. One was over 18, one chose to live with his birth mother in Canada, and I had custody of the other 3.
Real quick, if you have a lisp, there's got to be a way to get rid of it, right? There's got to be techniques.
The best you can do is minimize.
How does it start?
A lot of it is due to lack of muscle in the mouth.
Lack of muscle.
Right. Kind of like a dimple is a dead muscle in the cheek.
Dead muscles are cute.
Lisps aren't.
I'm also a United States Air Force veteran, having served during the Gulf War with the 12th Tactical Fighter Squadron based in Okinawa, Japan.
Battle buddy.
Our hope by releasing this statement is to help other families avoid the heartache and pain that our family has endured over the last 5 months. Our 14-year-old daughter has struggled for quite some time in school from bullying.
That's what I'm saying, Justin.
Montana. We have had many meetings over the years with the school systems trying to address these issues. We even moved from Flathead County in West Montana to a much smaller town in Valley County in East Montana.
Small town, East
Montana. Hoping that this will give our daughter a fresh start in a new school system and new environment. On August 18th, 2023, we received a call at 1:48 from our local city police. We were informed that our 14-year-old daughter was texting a friend that she had met at a school track meet saying she wanted to kill herself. It should be noted our daughter had only met this child once face-to-face several months prior and had only phone conversations with her ever since. We took the threat seriously and spoke to our daughter. However, we knew she was struggling with anxiety since school is about to start on Monday. She was also very angry with us because we told her she needed to put her 2-week notice in at her summer job.
John, we'll get to prepping in a moment.
Starting the ninth grade. At 7:40 p.m., a lady by the name of Cindy from Child Protective Services showed up at her home, saying that the police officer that called earlier said he could not lay eyes on the child or make contact with her directly, even though this officer never asked to come to our home or speak to our daughter. We allowed...
Wait, what about the cop?
Yeah, I don't know.
The cop called CPS and he couldn't get a hold of her, of the daughter.
Cindy into our home, showing her around. My wife was making dinner as we had a late lunch. It's noted in the CPS report that our home was clean, well stocked with food, and with no immediate dangers. Cindy stated she wanted to speak to our daughter alone. We allowed this given we knew our daughter was safe, but we also know our daughter had issues with telling lies for quite some time, and as such, we made Cindy aware of that concern. We allowed them to speak on the porch, also calling a family friend to come to our house as a third-party witness. After about 10 minutes, my wife and I went outside to be told our daughter had drank toilet bowl cleaner at about 3 p.m. and had also taken an ibuprofen overdose in an attempt to take her life.
Oh, boy.
We could not believe this, as my wife had been working in the kitchen in her makeshift office all day where pills and cleaning agents were kept.
So the kid was lying.
Yeah, well, what time did this alleged take place? It's past 7 o'clock, right?
I think so.
Not for nothing, but if you took bathroom cleaner and an aspirin to overdose, you wouldn't last 3.5-4 hours.
Neither of us saw our daughter go in there, but out of concern for her safety, we agreed she needed to go to the hospital.
Benjamin knows.
She also did not have any signs of ingesting any harsh chemicals, such as a burnt mouth, burnt esophagus, or an upset stomach. We later...
Clean breath.
I mean, Orbitz can do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Mom, when I burp, it smells like a pool. Stop drinking bleach.
I found out she did not have any ibuprofen or any other chemicals in her system.
Yeah, the kid's a liar.
From a blood test taken at the hospital that night.
Cry wolf.
Once at the hospital...
So the kid's lying about wanting to be a boy or whatever. It's a lie, though.
First of all, I don't see how they can force you to do that. It's your freaking money. My money is not going to be.
Our daughter began demanding that she be called Leo, he, and him.
Oh, no.
We explained that this is in her history, but not something we would agree to as her parents. The hospital staff ignored our request, as did child.
Get your kids out of these schools.
Like I said, once you turn 18, you can do what you want to do. Until then,
Raise your children. Don't let other people raise your children. Because they are coming for your children.
Be active in their life.
Yes.
You better.
Our daughter was admitted to the hospital for observation.
Yeah, where's the empty toilet paper?
My wife was mostly at the hospital over the next 5 days, and here are some of the events that transpired.
Oh, transpired. Sorry.
My name is Krista Kolstad, and I've been in my daughter's life since she was about 7 years old when I married Todd in 2017. She's Todd's youngest child and has always resided with us as a family. Over the years, I've built a loving, supporting relationship with our daughter. She's always referred to me as mom, even though she's not my biological child. I've always loved her, supported her, and made sacrifices for her. The following is a list of events that happened at the hospital, causing us to voice our concern to hospital management and staff, as well as Cindy from CPS. The hospital continued to call our daughter Leo, even though she's a minor, and after I stated it's against our wishes, our religion, and our core family values. The hospital told me to call their lawyer if I have an issue, as they will do what the patient tells them. I said to them, according to State Bill 99, they may not, under the law, provide transgender care, nor transition our child.
Can you look that up? Montana, State Law 99?
As they will do what the patient tells them. I said to them, according to State Bill 99, they
State
may not,
Bill,
under
SB
the law,
99.
Provide transgender care, nor transition our child. Their response was, they are not providing surgery or hormones, so they are operating in the gray area of the law. I further explained that my understanding of the law was, a minor is a minor, and there's no difference between a 4-year-old or a 14-year-old, and we prefer she be called by her birth name. The hospital put our daughter on a 24-hour supervision because this was a suicide threat. The hospital placed an aide outside her door who began talking about having top surgery and how she identified as non-binary.
Oh, my God.
This is a lawsuit.
So wow. Section 1, short title, is Youth Health Protection Act. Section 2, purpose. The purpose of Section 1 through 6 is to enhance the protection of minors and their families pursuant to Article 2, Section 15 of a Montana Constitution from any form of pressure to receive harmful experimental puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and undergo irreversible life-altering surgical procedures prior to obtaining the age of majority.
And that bill got passed and turned into law in Montana?
Looking.
Okay.
I objected and reported as inappropriate to the doctor on duty. At that point, I was told, why are you not more concerned that your daughter is trying to harm herself than what the aide is talking about? We had never been in a situation like this before and continued to remind everyone that we wanted what was best for our daughter and only wanted her mental health needs met. The following incidents also happened at the hospital that I told both Cindy and the doctor on duty I was very unhappy about.
Okay.
Yep.
It passed.
Yep.
Okay.
An RN rolled her eyes and referred to me as just the stepmom. Then, when I asked the nurse to call our daughter by her given name, she sighed loudly and rolled her eyes again.
The nurse.
When lunch came, I suggested to our daughter she eat something healthy on her tray. The RN looked at me and yelled in the hallway, "Get this young man a banana split dessert." As time went on, many
Get this young man a banana split dessert. What do bananas look like?
Mm-hmm. Right. I would turn around and I'd sue the hospital. Yep. I'd sue CPS. I would sue the school district.
Yep.
Sue them all.
That's what they're saying in the comments, right?
I'm suing everybody.
Right.
I ain't got to work no more.
If this is true,
yeah,
If this is true, maybe this is all set up. The kid's in on it with the parents.
Look over here.
To get a big payday. No. No.
Well, it's not that, but it's the fact that they continue to break the law. They have the ability to sit there and say, okay, I'm sorry you feel like this, but by law we have to act this way.
See, I'm hoping this is a big sting operation that this family's putting on to weed out the hospitals, the schools.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think this is pretty good that it's weeding it out. It's bringing to light these shit places.
Right. But unfortunately, I think that kid does have some issues going on in her head.
Absolutely.
Now, where's the banana split?
To refer to me as just the stepmom. And continued to roll her eyes at me whenever I spoke or asked any questions regarding my child's care. A pregnant aide sat watch for our daughter several times, and each time she told me I should be more respectful of her wishes to be referred to as a male and be called Leo.
No.
We felt this was undermining her parental rights as she said this in front of our child each time. On Sunday, August 20th, when I arrived at the hospital, the vice president of the hospital was stationed outside of our daughter's room. I later found out he was the vice president of human resources, not the entire hospital. When I expressed human concern resources. That our daughter was being given everything she wants and that they are reinforcing her bad behavior, example, there was no school, meals were cooked whenever she wanted, whatever she wanted to order, there was no bedtime, and she was allowed to watch all the TV she wanted, the doctor on duty again told me, I need to be more concerned about my daughter trying to hurt herself and not what she's eating or what.
The kid, man, wait, you're telling me they didn't do any blood work and they didn't see any bleach in the blood and be like, hey, kid.
They did. They said that there was nothing in the system.
Right. So then you're still going along with the lie? Yeah. So now you're lying, doctors.
So now the question is why is that kid there that long?
Watching on TV. When I asked that all the staff only call our daughter by her birth name and please not to use any nicknames, the hospital staff continued to roll their eyes at me and tell me I needed to respect our daughter's wishes. Again, this was undermining our parental authority in front of my daughter. When I said anything someone did not like or disagreed with, I was told, why are you not more concerned about your daughter's mental health?
She didn't get no mental evaluation.
Our daughter was allowed to make phone calls to friends, including the young lady.
It sounds like she was just eating banana splits and watching TV.
Because usually you're suicide, right? You got to see one of those doctors, don't you?
Yeah, get strapped up.
It's a 72-hour hold.
I said anything someone did not like or disagreed with, I was told, why are you not more concerned about your daughter's mental health? Our daughter was allowed to make phone calls to friends, including the young lady she told she was going to kill herself to.
Imagine if she had a lisp, right? The couple, right? I'd be confused too. Oh, sorry, that's off color. My bad.
When I expressed my concerns that she's a minor and that her father and I need to be asked if she can.
Oh, Annette, what did you miss? Oh boy, so in Montana, okay, Montana's gone woke. So in case you're just popping in, these two parents, they got this kid, 14-year-old daughter, all right, who they refuse to call a boy or let transition into a boy, get the sex change operations and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the kid starts lying about committing suicide, lied about taking bleach and what? Tylenol.
Aspirin.
Right. Never happened, according to the medical reports. And now in the hospital, and now the nurses are calling the girl a boy and giving the girl whatever she wants.
Yep.
And telling the parents, you should be more understanding and affirm that she's a boy. It's this is at a hospital. It's not even at the schools. We expect it at the schools now. Now we got to expect it at the hospitals. No. And then the cop was going along with it, too.
Well, all the cop said is that he couldn't get a hold of her.
Oh, okay.
That's all he said.
That's right.
Call anyone except family, I was told, will do what makes our patient comfortable. I had a very open communication with the hospital, as well as Cindy from CPS. My husband and I let them know we agreed our daughter needed to go to an inpatient facility and counseling. We were told there may be a facility in Wyoming. I explained we had concerns with Wyoming, and it was our understanding that Wyoming has no laws against minors being given hormones or surgery without parental consent.
No SB 99.
We stated this as soon as Wyoming was brought up in our daughter's hospital room on August 19th. We had looked online on our phones to see what laws were in Wyoming regarding transgender care.
Yeah, and that's right. This kid's controlling everything now, and that's what the kid wants.
Oh, yeah.
Attention and control. Wah, wah, me. It's narcissism.
You want to be an adult? Every bill is yours now. Pay for your damn surgery.
And these poor parents, they're going to be going, where did it go wrong? Where, right? Inside their head, they're going to be like, where do we go wrong? Yo, I'm telling you, you know, maybe you're partially to blame. I don't know, folks, but you send them to these schools, and this is what happens when they go to school.
Cindy from CPS said to us, well, I'm sure we will find a Montana facility, so this isn't an issue, and we can talk more about Wyoming if we have to cross that bridge.
Or border.
Cindy and the on-duty doctor agreed we would try to find a Montana facility. We expressed we prefer Billings as we currently go there often for medical care, but we are open to any of the 6 Montana facilities that treat children. On the night of August 22nd, 2023, we received a phone call from the hospital saying a bed had opened up in Wyoming and our daughter needed to go. We were confused because early in the day we were told she was next in line for a bed in Billings. My husband and I were not told the name.
So Billings is Montana. A day later they had a room available, but this hospital wants to get that kid to Wyoming.
Sound like kidnapping to me.
Oof. Where they can chop off boobies and whatnot and put
you
on blockers.
Go ahead. Just send them. I'll come and pick up my child.
Absolutely. Why aren't they doing this? Mm-hmm. Why aren't they like, give me my child right now?
It's kidnapping. That's what the hospital is doing. It's kidnapping.
That's where I'm getting upset with these parents.
Well, under suicide, they have it's a mandatory 72-hour hold. Mm-hmm. So this all could be transpiring within that hold.
The facility, only that we had to accept the bed. We stated we had some concerns regarding Wyoming state laws and how they were different than Montana state laws, and further questions we needed answered before agreeing to Wyoming. Within 15 minutes, Cindy from CPS showed up at our house with the police, serving us with papers removing our daughter from our care, stating we were refusing treatment.
Wow.
This is untrue. We simply asked that she stay in the state of Montana and wanted our questions answered by anyone in the system before agreeing to move her to Wyoming. We were told we were not allowed to see or speak to our daughter at that time. Child Protective Services could have avoided this incident by simply communicating with us regarding the out-of-state procedures for a minor going to a care facility. The reason stated for her removal was parents are unable or refusing to provide medical care. I met with Child Protective Services.
Getting your boobies chopped off is not medical care.
No.
No.
No, that's cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm. Body augmentation.
On Friday, August 25th, in their office, and provided 6 years worth of medical records and insurance information, proving their...
Yeah. Listen, I don't have a kid. Okay? I want a kid. Ladies out there, let me know if you can help out. We got to get married first, though. That's the deal. Wouldn't you just be stomping in the hospital, getting the bail money ready, like what Justin Nichols wrote, because you're going to jail because that's my kid. That's my child. I don't care about your suicide protection laws. This is my child. You know what I would have done? I would have drank bleach and took Tylenol and said, put me in the bed next to her. Okay? Put me in the bed next to her. All right? Dummies.
Reason is an untrue statement. On Wednesday, August 23rd, our daughter was transported out of state by a CPS worker to the Wyoming facility.
See, Oscar, that's my question. This is in Montana. I thought Montana was one of the safe zones for all of this nonsense.
Yep.
Oscar, that's my exact question, what he says in the comments. Or she. I don't know how you identify. Do you think something like this would happen under a conservative administration? This is Montana. Yellowstone! Where's Rip? Where's Rip? Yeah, and what's her name? My future wife who married Rip.
Was it Britney?
No. How can I forget? Because they've been on a 2-year break. That's why.
Uh-huh.
All right. Sorry.
Gates were set into motion, and we were assigned public defenders at that time. She was allowed to text her sister, but also call people who are not part of her family from the staff person's cell phone. She was also allowed to...
Yeah, Benjamin, I hear you. You said your friend's in the late 20s. This is a 14-year-old kid we're talking about. I'm sure your 20-year-old friend who wanted to, you know, just, you know, have their body disfigured, fine. That's your body, your choice, right? Go at it. Have at it. This is a 14-year-old kid. There shouldn't be even loopholes to go through.
Wait until you're 18.
Puberty blockers, wait until not even 5 years from now when we see the effects of putting these kids on puberty blockers.
Don't they got the stats out there for that?
Not a lot. A lot of this has really started been pushing 2020, 2021,
mm-hmm.
2022.
Stop at her summer job and speak to her friends, stating she had been
Beth,
taken,
thank
been
you,
taken
Joe
away
Beth.
To Wyoming Dalton because Padula. She was crazy and was trying to kill herself. This was a huge lapse in judgment on CPS and a miscarriage of law to our daughter, who is only 14 years old. What if, when she's older, this incident is behind her and she's in a good place mentally? This is a very small town that we live in, and we may have just branded her as the child who went crazy and tried to kill herself. Also concerning is that her mental state had deteriorated to the point of her needing inpatient care, but yet she was allowed to go in public and visit with her friends.
Ah.
What are...
Mm-hmm. What's the name of this hospital?
Our local hospital, our daughter was not given surgery or hormones, but... She was allowed to have men's products against our wishes, was allowed to make calls sharing her health information, and be called names other than her birth name. By placing aid outside her door...
What do you mean, men's products? Shaving cream? Well, girls use that too, right? What would be some men's products that she got? Condoms? Right? What is she going to do with them? Make balloons?
Talking about top surgery and being non-binary.
Oh, no.
Hospital, our daughter was not given surgery or hormones, but she was allowed to have men's products against our wishes, was allowed to make calls sharing her health information, and be called
That's
names
true,
other
Justin.
Than her birth name. By placing aid outside her door, who kept talking about top surgery and being non-binary, and by other aides belittling us as her parents to the hospital care staff, contributed to the further decline in our daughter's mental health and caused the breakdown of...
Oscar in the comments, okay, I understand CPS is doing their job by following the law. Whose law is this? This is Montana. So Montana recently passed SB 99, okay, which states they can't do the kids cutting off the stuff, okay, or the
beta blockers.
The blockers, right. So this hospital is trying to get the kid into Wyoming to get this done. I wonder how much money they get for doing this stuff medically. And who's paying? Like Chris said earlier, I don't think the parents are paying.
No.
Who's paying for this?
I think that would be the state.
We the people? The people of Wyoming? People of Montana? Yeah, maybe they give the kid a blue pill. Here, try this. See what happens.
Our family unit. Our daughter spent about a month in Wyoming in an inpatient facility. On Monday, September 25th, she was transferred to a group home in Billings, Montana for further medical care until she's mentally stable. Since August,
yeah,
we have
J-Lo,
been in a legal
right.
custody battle
J-Lo
for Flicks. Child Protective Services. Our public defenders have advised us to just play nice and go along with Child Protective Services recommendations and allow our daughter
to... Yeah, that's another thing. They wanted to put the kid in therapy after all of this, but they're not even doing that. They're attempting to ship the kid to Wyoming.
They did.
They did.
And then back to Montana.
So, yeah, therapy. This is where people like Annette are needed, the psychotherapist.
I mean, it's just a giant hoax.
Yes, it is.
To remain in the group home setting without causing any fights. We have followed their advice for the last few months.
Stop.
And now our rights are being completely stripped
Stop following
away.
Their
As
advice.
On this Friday, January 19th, we are set to lose custody of our daughter because... Allowing her to be transgender is in her therapeutic interest, and we are not following recommended therapy. We have endured false accusations from Child Protective Services that my husband is an alcoholic who drinks daily, that I am verbally abusive to our daughter. It should be noted...
Because the kid's a liar. The kid lied about taking bleach and Tylenol and other lies, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And they're believing the liar after it's been medically proven that she lied about taking bleach and Tylenol.
Well, then she said she was a boy.
Lie.
And called me Leo.
Lie.
And then she turned around and said she's non-binary.
Lie. Pick one. Girl.
I mean,
that none of these incidents have been proven. We have no criminal...
But again, what are you two doing? What are these two parents doing? Stop taking your kid. Get a lawyer.
They did. They had a public defender.
No, no. You go to that GoFundMe and you go. People will be like, okay, yes, let's get you the lawyer. What's that?
Give, send, go.
No, it's a law firm that takes cases like these for people that can't afford it.
A pro bono lawyer?
No. It's a big group. Ah, what is it called? They're so anti woke. They're done with this. The anti woke law firm. Oh, but yeah, and you contact this and you go, hey, yes, this is my lawyer. Get your hands off my kid. What are you doing?
And we are not following recommended therapy.
She does look like Edna Mode from Incredibles, yes. Joe Quinters. I wasn't going to say that, but since you typed it, yeah, she kind of does look like Edna Mode from the Incredibles.
Accusations from Child Protective Services that my husband is an alcoholic who drinks daily, that I am verbally abusive to our daughter. It should be noted that none of these incidents have been proven. We have no criminal records, nor were there any witnesses who have seen us fighting, being drunks, or being abusive in any way to the three children that we have had in our parental care. We have provided character witnesses.
Yeah, what's the testimony from the other kids? Yeah. Right? Hey, I was talking to your sister brother thing. And they said that, you know, they're abusive and alcoholics. Is that true? No, he's got a lisp. Of course he can't drink. It falls out of his mouth. Does it work like that? I don't know.
Okay. Letters as well as statements from an employee who had lived in our home last summer who have never seen or witnessed
What's
any
up,
of
KG?
His adverse behavior.
Miss you, brother.
Since our daughter has been in the group home setting, we have had numerous meetings regarding our wishes for her not to be referred to as a boy. Our wishes are for the program to be therapy-based and allow our family unit to continue to have the right to parent our daughter as we see fit to maintain her care. Our daughter is only...
Ed, you missed a lot, man. This is a crazy story happening in Montana. Yeah. Montana!
You're going to have to go back to the beginning.
It's about these parents who have a 14-year-old daughter who's a liar about doing suicide stuff. Goes into child custody because she says that she wants to be a boy and they don't want their 14-year-old daughter to be a boy. And you can't get any surgeries in Montana. So the hospital that she went to tried to ship her to Wyoming. Got her in Wyoming, right?
Yeah, they got her into a mental hospital in Wyoming.
Where they can do the chopping of the boobies, okay, and put them on the blockers. Now the kid's back in Montana, finally. No surgery, right? They didn't say any surgery. But the kid's still in, like, custody.
Yeah, they're in a group home.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Father, daddy-o, kicking some doors. Yeah, you're going to do some jail time. But guess what? Your kid's going to be like, he does care. Oh, he does. That's all this kid wants.
It's just attention.
Right, and this kid's getting all this negative attention.
Referred to there as Leo, he, and him. She has been allowed to shave her head, wears only men's clothes, wears a chest binder, and uses men's hygiene products. She attends a therapeutic...
Like Brute?
I guess.
Aqua Velva? I liked Aqua Velva. Remember Aqua Velva?
The aftershave?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like $4. Mm-hmm. It was great. Yeah. Aqua Velva.
I have some, actually.
Could you bring it in, please? Thank you. I love this studio to smell like Aqua Velva.
School program and is in all boys. See fit to maintain her care. Our daughter is only referred to there as Leo, he, and him. She has been allowed to shave her head, wears only men's clothes, wears a chest binder, and uses men's hygiene products. She attends a therapeutic school program and is in all-boy groups.
Oops.
She has been allowed to attend a church that no one will name. She has had numerous doctor appointments for birth control therapy.
She's going to church? Pray for Jesus.
So she no longer has a menstrual cycle. One of her daily goals set by the group home therapist is...
Benjamin, what's a chest binder? right? A chest binder.
Without the boobies.
Breast binding, also known as a chest binding, is the flattening and hiding of breasts with constructive materials such as cloth strips or purpose-built undergarments.
Well, she's 14. They're growing at this age.
A lot of Japanese women did that back in the day.
And it keeps them small?
The height, they sit.
That
know.
Can't be healthy.
That, and I think they just said that she hasn't had her menstrual cycle anymore.
Oh, Buff's a troll. Do that. We'll stop there.
I will accept and embrace my chosen gender 80% of the time. This is transgendering
our
child
Arnold
against our
just
wishes.
A bit, yes.
Our rights.
I will do what the old Arnold Schwarzenegger would have done if his daughter. If this was an Arnold movie, okay? Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, get to the breast blocker. Do it. Stop it. Get the breast blocker off of her. What, the idiot?
Have been so stripped and limited that we're not even allowed to know what dentist you recently saw. She was given some flu shots
this
without our consent.
Is no longer their kid.
Child Protective Services continues to say, sorry, it was an oversight, you were not told. When we ask questions, we are labeled as difficult to work with, when all we want to know is what medical treatment is being provided and by what doctors, what medication she's being given.
Yeah, and that there are churches out there that can be worse, right?
Yeah.
Right. There's some really...
Not all churches are good churches.
Let me tell you, you got some... Here's the mentality. If I'm the enemy, what am I going to do? I'm going to pretend to be an ally, and I'm gonna defeat you through that. What do you think's going on in some of these demonic churches?
As well as weekly updates, daily if there's an issue.
Yeah, Joe, I understand your confusion on this because they're not coming off as, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, they got to show a cool, calm demeanor because remember, the kid's still in CPS. You show anger, they can use that against you.
I told you they was aggressive.
Anita says a CPS can't take over unless they find something on the parents.
And they didn't.
Number four. Right. 2023, we had a court date.
Lawsuit.
The judge told us we could look for another placement for our daughter that was more in line with our religious beliefs and our core values. This is an impossible task.
Like your home.
Yeah, have somebody come to the house.
That's where my religious beliefs are, taught right in this house.
As there's no programs that take private insurance. So our choices have been to remortgage our home to pay for a program or accept that she must stay where she is. I love my daughter. She's my youngest. I love her unconditionally and only want her to refrain from making decisions, any decisions, until she has the maturity and life experiences to understand what the consequences are for her actions. We have asked that treatment explore why someone would dislike themselves so much that they would want to change their entire being. Why are we not looking at the past trauma and losses that this young lady has seen in her life?
Todd and I love our daughter beyond words. We are not naive and understand that we have an adolescent girl who has struggled with mental health issues most of her life on our hands. The system has not helped our daughter. Instead, the system has taught her how to weaponize the system itself to receive what she wants.
Right.
We do not believe the system has tried to treat her mental health issues. Instead, has forcefully...
Yes, I think the parents are the good guys in this. I just think that, I don't know. I wouldn't be acting like this.
They have to.
I get what you're saying, Chris.
Because any little slip-up is going to be used as you know, fodder against them.
Did I use the wrong picture?
Yeah.
Those are not the same people, right?
No.
So different people. Which one is that?
I don't know. I should have blurred all their faces, I guess.
Yeah, I should have, could have, would have.
What did I do?
I don't know. What did you do? How drunk was you?
No. By January.
I know.
And that's the sad part.
I know.
Yeah, what do you guys think in the comments, okay? What would you do if the state took your kid to get a sex change? Comment below. See the reaction on X. I gotta fix that later. How do I get sued by those two people?
No.
The images are not of the people.
What's up, Casey? Oh, Casey, I wish you were in studio for this one. Casey Bryant, she's running for school board.
Yeah.
Because she's not woke.
Uh-huh.
She's just broke. But, yeah, she is... yeah, Casey, crazy story. You got to go back and watch this. And man, yeah, you guys nailed it in the comments. Nailed it. All right, let's see some of the reaction. Here's Robbie Starbuck out of Nashville. He's fantastic. A great follow, by the way. We follow each other on X. Okay, look, see, follows you. That's me. So, let's see. This is the family in desperate need of legal help. Please support and share. Yes, they need legal help. That's exactly what they need. Right. That's what they need is legal help.
They do need legal help.
There's no way this state should have control of this child. And shipping him to Wyoming.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, her.
It says Todd is my big brother. Go up one. Or no, go down. Yeah, there you go. Todd is my big brother.
All right, so Todd is my big brother, 14-year-old, is a dearly loved niece. Okay, this is the family's give, send, go, and to fight and help. Let's see if they raised any money. I bet not. Yeah, a good lawyer. Help the Cold Sats fight medical kidnap of minor. That's exactly what it is, kidnap. Right, bae.
Raised $9,367.
Here, I'll give some. Chris, you got your wallet on you?
Yeah, but it's got your credit card.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, I
write
mean,
it off as a business expense.
Well, it looks like this is just taking off now. So we'll keep up to date on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, this was all posted today. Or yesterday.
Because this is the 30th today, ain't
it? Yep. Here, we'll give Tangie a follow. I'll reach out to her. Hope Tangie's not BSing us. And this gives and go is just going to some other bank account. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a problem today. You have to think about that.
You get in trouble for that, don't you?
You know what? I'll reach out to her. Maybe she can zoom into the show this week. Maybe we'll get the parents on, and I can apologize for not using their picture.
So I went to the main page of the Give, Send, Go.
Yeah.
And they have a Take Our Border Back Southern Border Convoy Give, Send, Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's raised $145,742 so far.
So this is interesting. See this this doctor site here with the rainbow in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, a rainbow reclaimer. I love it. So this doctor, Dr. Brown on X, insane government overreach. I know California is working on legislation to allow this, if not passed already. By the way, Montana House Rep. Zoe Zephyr is engaged to trans activist Aaron Reed, who has been dedicated to pushing propaganda for years. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this guy. That's right. Yep, there you go. The dark side of the groom. That's how it goes. All right. Wow. Crazy story. Just thought you guys needed to know. Little heads up there. Sad. But hey, it's part of the fight. It's once again why I said it's an honor to fight by your side in today's culture war. There's a spiritual battle going on, my friends. It's time to, like, you know, muscle up. Hold on. I don't mean anything threatening. Okay?
Yeah, you got to say that now.
All right, I'm talking about, hey.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah. Get right with your maker. Get on the right path. Choose righteousness. Well, we're all going to slip and fall, but hey, let's help each other get back up. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Share this video, too, please. Let somebody else know. Maybe you got a rich friend or something that can help donate to them. Because that's what they need. And yes, Annette, I agree. It's going to get worse. But it will get better. But it will get better. Yeah, Annette, that'd be great if you can come in, call into the show that day, too. That'd be a good show. Get those folks on and get the psychotherapist Annette on. I need some scuba diving to calm down.
You want to be a member of the scuba squad.
That's right.
You have to be smart.
Yep. Not only do you have to be smart, but you got to be certified, really. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the most cost-effective way to do it? The most fun way to do it? Waterdogs there, scuba.com. That's right. And you'll become a part of not just a water dog team, but a community. And you go to all these vacations and have fun and enjoy each other. Right. Yes. Waterdogs there, scuba.com. Absolutely. No, it's not a water bong, Justin. That wasn't a water bong. What do you mean? I can't scuba then, Casey? What? Because I'm not smart? Is that what she's calling me?
I think so.
Yeah. Casey Bryan's calling me not smart?
Ma'am, yeah. You're running for school board?
Yeah, and this dummy? No, I like Casey. I like Casey.
All it is one thing.
The only problem, though, is every time she's in the studio and she uses that bathroom, she clogs the toilet. Every time. So I don't know.
You are fake news.
It might be real. Hey, is Joe Rogan voting for Donald Trump? Ooh.
Maybe.
Wow. Yeah, check this out. And should Joe Rogan invite Donald Trump onto his podcast?
Why not?
I mean, I don't see why not.
He's the interview.
I mean, he had Bernie Sanders on before when he was running, right? He had Tulsi Gabbard on. Casey, I know it's not a huge lie. It came close. I heard you plunging. Well, Rogan, you know, he used to be in California. He's in Texas now. This guy's got the biggest podcast in the world. And he's slamming California for going full communist over insane approach to law enforcement with controversial zero cash bail policy and failure to stop people stealing. That's right. They want to disrupt the system. Joe, call him out. Let's see what you got. Any day now, Joe. You can do it.
Yeah, you can.
I hate that hourglass
thing. A few moments later.
Austin people are great people. They're really nice. They're nice. They're not shitheads. They're not Hollywood people. They're not law.
Austin people.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought he was talking about Austin Peay State University in Clarksville, Tennessee. Go Govs.
Let's go pee.
Annette, I agree. Rogan is getting smart. He's going to explain that in just a moment, too.
Austin people are great people. They're really nice. They're nice. They're not shitheads. They're not Hollywood people. They're not lost in this fake world of leftist ideology that everybody's trapped in. They're just people. They're just regular people, man. And those people exist outside of these blue bubbles where everyone's gone insane. Well, I used to be a part of the blue bubble. I was 100% a left-leaning person who lived in Los Angeles. I was 100%. I never voted Republican my whole life. I was very left-leaning, especially with, like, any social issues. When it comes to financial things, I'm a little bit more conservative. But at the end of the day, I'm way more left than I am right. But California went nuts, man. It's gone, like, full communist. It's out of its fucking mind. And their approach to law enforcement is so insane. It's so insane. The no cash bail, the letting people out for committing violent crimes, the fucking not stopping people for stealing up to whatever money it is. What is it, $900 now? I think they raised it. I think they made it a little higher. San Francisco is non-existent. San Francisco, most of San Francisco is emptied out of, like, big chain stores and big department stores.
I won't even do stand-up there anymore.
It's crazy.
They ruined it.
They ruined the city.
I mean,
you can bring it back. The structure's still there. But you'd have to have some hardcore Rudy Giuliani-type motherfucker to come in there and knock heads.
Wow.
And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. They're peace, love, and granola and fucking wear a mask.
I'm in the middle now.
I'm in the middle.
I never thought I would ever say that. It only happened in this last year.
Right, exactly.
I just went, I can't do
Let's
it anymore.
Let's go, Brandon!
You know what I mean? People that you thought were aligned with you are, like, now like, mad at you about shit.
They're in a cult. It's got all, Mark Andreessen, who's a brilliant venture capitalist guy, explained it to me in very clear terms, like what the definition of a cult is, how you can get excommunicated, how you get shamed for having differing opinions, the group think, the whole, he's like, it's a cult. And he's right. He's 100% right.
Yeah.
It's just hard to say because then people in the cult will attack you. But they're not attacking you for a reasonable, it's not logical, like the way they're attacking you. They're attacking like someone attacks religious beliefs.
Yeah.
And some of these religious beliefs, so to get, it gets into these weird gray areas, like trans people in women's bathrooms. Like, says who? Says who? How do you know that's a real trans person? How do you not know that's a fucking creep that wants to pull his dick out in front of kids? Because those are real.
Like that spa in San Francisco.
Come on, man.
One of us. I like watching Joe Rogan. It's not the middle anymore.
One of us.
Yes.
One of us. One of us.
Welcome, Joe Rogan. Welcome. Welcome, what's his name?
Asian dude, comedian.
No, oh, come on, what's his name? Come on, he was on Mad TV, did some funny stuff.
No, it's not Henry Cho.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Henry Cho?
Yeah, Henry Cho. Right.
No, that's not Henry Cho.
Oh.
Deal.
We spa.
And if all you was a convicted sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby
and he was doing that. Look, those guys are real. It doesn't mean trans people aren't real also, but those guys are fucking real.
Yeah.
And to even say that those guys are
Thank
real,
you, Joe Quinn,
you get excommunicated. You get treated like you're a Nazi.
I never even cared about it.
Didn't care at all.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you are, I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? But it's like, I can't do it anymore.
I think it's engineered. I really
by
do.
Who?
By China and by Russia.
Oh, no, Chinese.
Yeah, I think what they're doing by manipulating social media, manipulating algorithms.
Who runs TikTok? China.
I think some of it is natural. Don't get me wrong.
I know,
think some
Annette.
Of it would.
He's not there yet, but hang in there. But check this out.
Because there's people that are trying to paint everybody that's supporting Trump as being a white supremacist or a racist or an anti-immigration person or anti-human rights person. You want to vote in a dictator. They're trying to say the most ridiculous versions of what most of it is. Because what most of it is people that are fed up. They're fed up with the open border.
Just
they're fed up with the increasing government scrutiny on things like social media. They're fed up with the influence that big companies have over the things you do and don't do in this country. They're fed up with us being in these fucking wars, constantly being involved in wars. And they know that Trump was one of the few guys that when he was in office, we didn't get into more wars. We didn't.
No.
They did do a great job of stopping ISIS.
America first.
They did
baby.
A lot of things with the economy that seemed to been working. I'm not an economist. I'm not the guy to have this conversation with. If you want to like talk about policies and what's effective, it's not effective. I'll tell you what's not effective. What's going on right now?
No.
What's going on right now is not good. And you want to continue this? You're out of your fucking mind. You look at the just sheer raw numbers of dollars that we sent to.
And look how complacent we've got with gas prices now that they're inching back up again, too. Did you see
that? They jumped 39 cents overnight.
Dude. But they got us happy with where it was.
No.
But it was still a dollar and a half higher than it was.
I was just waiting for it to go back up. That's what I...
Well, it's here again.
Yeah, this way for the summer.
Other countries this year. That you have to realize that if you wanted the country to be better, you would have spent that money here.
On us. Yep.
And if you spent that money on us and it stays in America, you got American jobs to make American cities better. You could have done a fucking substantial...
Is it that simple? Right?
But they didn't want it like that, though.
This is why America's America. How can fucking somebody have 92 fucking indictments?
Trump.
He's in New York yelling yesterday.
Yeah.
But he still has 50% of the fucking country on lockdown. Right? Isn't that like he's beaten Nikki Haley and the other guy.
Well, because it appears that they're prosecuting him for political purposes.
Yes,
Rogan knows.
I'm not a political guy, and I'm telling you, they just keep fucking throwing things at this.
They're throwing things at him also that don't make sense. Like we talked about the Mar-a-Lago thing a bunch of times, where they tried to say that he overvalued Mar-a-Lago, and the judge said it's worth $18 million. Nobody thinks that. No, nobody thinks that. There's not a fucking human alive that thinks that place is only worth $18 million.
Did you see her raise his hand this week?
Who?
Sammy the Bull.
What'd he say?
Talking about fucking Trump. He's great. We can we can never corrupt him.
Same with the
mafia. Can never love Trump.
Who?
The Italians. They love
he's
Trump.
He's uncorruptible. The Cubans he was saying love it the other day. I'm like sitting there scratching my head going, fucking Sammy's a savage.
Yeah.
He's a savage.
Yeah, this is a strange time because there's people that are trying to paint everybody that's supporting Trump as being a white supremacist or a racist or an anti-immigrant.
So this is funny.
What's that?
So they were just talking about Mar-a-Lago
yeah.
and how the judge valued it
yeah,
at
that's right.
million.
19, yeah.
So it says the club had revenues of 25.1 mil for a calendar year in 17, 22 uh-huh. and 18, 21.4 right. and 19. In 2022, Forbes estimated the value of the estate around $350 million.
Of course.
So how does a judge get $18 million as a valuation?
Just like what Joey Diaz was saying. They're just throwing shit out there, and they don't even know what they're saying. So they just say a number because it sounds
like
a lot.
The revenue, not the property value.
$18 million is probably the cost of what it took for all the concrete in that establishment. It's so massive. It's so huge.
Racial person or anti-human rights person. You want to vote in a dictator. They're trying to say the most ridiculous versions
true story.
Of what most of it is. Because what most of it is people that are fed up. They're fed up with the open border. They're fed up with the increasing government scrutiny on things like social media. They're
true.
Fed up
as
with...
Kids.
The influence that big companies have over the things
Nailed
you
it,
do
Justin.
And don't do in this country. They're fed up with us being in these fucking wars, constantly being involved
Joe Quinn
in wars.
$18 million was a judge's payoff.
And they
payoff.
Know that Trump was one of the few guys that when he was in office, we didn't get into more wars. We didn't. They did do a great job of stopping ISIS. They did a lot of things.
Right.
No one is going to run against Trump. In the Republican side and win, because you're not going to get the Trump supporters. They are all in on Trump, unless he has a stroke, unless something happens, it's horrible. They're all in on Trump. If you run against Trump, you're yeah. now the enemy of Trump. If I was friends with DeSantis, I'd be like, don't do it. You can't beat that guy. You just can't.
I mean, if
that guy gets out there and he's waving to people and they're going crazy, you're not beating that.
If Trump had a stroke, I'd still probably vote for him over Biden. Because he would probably still be more coherent.
I'm not going to do a stroke Trump impression.
No.
And they're going crazy. You're not beating that. There's a fucking... And the fact that he was the president for 4 years and the country was in a great economic situation.
Yeah.
And it looked like his policies were actually effective. And that it looked like the unemployment was down. All business was building.
Real
regulations were being relaxed. More things were getting done. You know, when you look at it
not
from
jobs recovered from the COVID lockdowns, unemployment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were dumb.
So
jobs that was already there.
The thing that they're doing to get their unemployment numbers yeah. down is they're also getting rid of the people that can't collect unemployment anymore. They've reached their max,
right.
So they fall off. They're still not working.
Right. They're just not on the looking
on the record,
for a job.
Yeah.
Right. Yep, exactly.
So their numbers go down.
And Annette, Chris is not voting for Trump. He is all in for Kamala Harris and Michael Obama ticket.
You know, when you look at it from a policy
He's
perspective,
writing in Michael Obama.
If you just look at it on paper, what he did was effective. A lot of people think it was effective. You don't like him as a personality, so you ignore that. Don't do that. Look at it in terms of a policy perspective. People liked the ideas that he was putting forward.
Joe Rogan's voting Trump.
The more time goes on, Trump is a shoo-in.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like if this shit gets getting crazier and crazier, there's going to be a lot of liberals that will vote for him. He was the one in the beginning. We got to stop people from dying. Like, do you want Ukraine to win this war? Remember that conversation? He's like, I want people to stop dying. Mm-hmm. Like, which is the best answer any politician has ever given.
That is the best answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you want to win? Russia or Ukraine? I just want people to stop dying, okay? There's already too many deaths on both sides. Listen, this war never would have even happened if I was in office. That is true.
Come on, man.
And Annette, no, he's not voting for Mike Obama. Okay. I don't know who he's voting for. That's none of my business. To be honest, it's none of my business who you people want to vote for or who you vote for. It's none of my business.
That's right. I don't give out my political affiliations and or who I'm going to vote for. That's the main God.
I know Rogan's not voting for Biden, though.
Biden's on TV. Our patience is wearing thin. Hey, motherfucker, our patience is wearing thin with you. You can't even form a goddamn sentence.
Yeah.
You fucking zombie.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Your patience is wearing thin. You're not even looking at data. You're not talking about reality. You're talking to the cult. Right, so if the people who are in control right now, why would they want to swap out a new person? But if you don't think that these corporations that donate insane amounts of money to political campaigns have an influence on what happens in the world, you're naive. That's a silly way to think of things. Now, if you've got a guy who basically has no mind, and he is your figurehead, if you can keep him alive for 4 years,
calling you out.
You just run it the way you're running it right now.
Doctor's calling you
all you have to do is get that other guy arrested a ton of times. Just keep arresting them, keep trumping up new charges.
Yeah.
Put him out there in the fucking news every day, terrible things he's done, and he's an authoritarian, he's going to lock all the gays up. If you just say that enough, the people that are uninformed and aren't paying attention, they're going to listen.
I'm glad that you guys and gals are here because you are awake and informed. But it's up to us to spread and talk to others, even though it's not comfortable and it's not easy because some people don't want to hear it. But when they act, here's where it goes. When they act like they know it, that's when you go, no, 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 no. And you don't yell or anything. You go, listen, hey, the best way to do is to show them. Be like, you know, who told you that? Here's what I thought. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can teach me. Here's what I was shown. And then maybe you show them that and their eyes wake up and they go, oh. Because look, it's happened to Rogan. I promise you, the majority of this amazing nation is not this far left, crazy, woke nonsense. I promise you this. It's not even a... It's less than 15% are the nuts out there. And it's going to grow unless we take our kids back and we take our country back. Sounds revolutionary, I know. But no, we gave it up along the way somewhere. Damn. So is Joe Rogan voting for Donald Trump? Hey, I saw Blacks for Trump was trending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to get one of the T-shirts, but I don't know. Bae, should I get one of the T-shirts?
That's on you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Did you see? What was it? The one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter said he was voting for Trump?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one out of, I believe it was Rhode Island.
Yeah, he was like, this is...
Out of Providence.
And then he listed such good reasons why.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw this was trending. I was like, oh, wow.
People don't realize that.
Oh, did y'all see it? Because I saw it. Illegal immigrant.
This is the big issue.
In Chicago, tells a black woman, no more.
So these you know, cities, these liberal cities.
Yeah.
Violated the Constitution and said that they are sanctuary cities. Okay, which you can't do it.
Chicago,
you
New
see
York
what
City.
Some of them immigrants are doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're acting like they need help.
Yeah.
And when you leave your apartment,
oh,
they jump you.
Right. This is and here it is, and within urban areas, you have larger percentage of black population.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just how demographics are in this country, and so there's a large portion of the black population that is going. What the hell is going on here? Wait. I voted for you. You promised you were going to take care of me, and you're going to all this crap to these people? Who aren't even citizens?
They wasn't. From the get-go, they said they wasn't America first from the start. So,
money
you know.
For you. No more money for you. You lazy.
That's so funny.
Yeah. What you think they doing? See, when Donald Trump was building that wall, and Donald Trump was saying close the border, we got a crisis at that border, y'all called Donald Trump racist.
Yep. Now you did.
Yeah.
Because you were told to call him a racist.
That's on them, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because, And I get it. I was there too. Weapons of mass destruction. I'll never forget it. Okay? I was there too. Weapons of mass destruction. Raise your hand, okay? All right? It's okay to admit it. I get it.
Can we see it?
They got us.
Can we see it? Yeah.
Hook, line, sinker. Dumb Joey Padula. Joe Padouchepig. Yeah, fuck it. Iraq, get him.
Now, this is what they did that made you angry. When they, man, you know, blew up the World Trade Center.
What's up, Topher? Yeah, I know. You know that, all I know, babe. Being down there was a freaking game changer,
that,
man.
That triggered a lot of it, so they used your anger. You know what I'm saying?
Topher. What's up, Topher? How you doing, buddy? That's not why. You just think that's why. Yeah, sometimes that's what I think. That's why. Right. But yeah.
Said he was racist. You heard me? Y'all wanted him out of office. I'm sorry to say it, man, but listen, that's what you asked for. Y'all say vote blue no matter who, New York, Chicago, you heard me, California, all these places, and look what's going on. They don't need the black vote no more. They replacing your ass.
Oh, but that's racist to say that, it was a replacement theory. This guy must be racist. Just saying. But yeah, I saw that. I saw Blacks for Trump trending, and Snoop Dogg's now on Trump's side, and interesting.
Oh, he's back being Trump.
I guess so. I guess he's back.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood's swinging. Right. There you go.
Boy, the world we live in.
The world we live in, bae. It's crazy. Yeah, Bay does have such a calming voice.
Oh, do I?
Mm-hmm.
I think I sound funny.
I listen to Bay recordings as I go to sleep. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Bay. But yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think Joe Rogan's voting for Donald Trump. And you know what? I bet Donald Trump is going to be on that men's podcast.
Most likely he will.
Right. I want to see Snoop at a Trump rally, says Justin Nichols. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump, this is what he should do. Hold rallies in Chicago. Hold rallies in New York City. Hold rallies in Los Angeles. I bet he can win those states over.
Yeah.
Just got to go there and talk to these people. What do you mean, these people? The people that live there. Oh, and that's Anya, man. Yeah, and that's not giving up, man.
That's Trump.
Look at you. He's not saying, huh?
I told you, I'm voting for Andy Griffith.
I can't whistle.
We could use that back in our lives now.
Andy, you got a nipping in the butt.
All right, let's get out of here. Oh, wait, we got to do a couple of random reactions.
Yep.
Okay. So watch and react to these random videos. I don't know. Let's see what we got. All right. This first one.
It's a bear.
It is a bear, bae. Point for bae.
It's a brown bear, bae.
Oh.
Yo, brown bears are big, right?
Big brown bear, bae.
Big bear. Big.
Eating a pear.
Yeah. Would you feed this bear a pear?
No.
I would not feed. Stop it.
If it was my bear from the cub.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
It's got to be, right?
I guess, yeah.
You know. But
y'all look at those fangs, man.
Yeah, what? Crush your bones.
Yo!
I'm good.
It does. I don't know. Because that thing would snap on you one day, right?
There's got to be a white lady doing it.
Excuse me?
It's like a Karen.
Oh.
I feed you bear.
Well, obviously, it's a white hand. There's a lot of snow on it.
It's a common thing that any white lady will walk up to any animal. Come here, puppy. You look like you need some help and some food. And
you know, it'd be great if this bear just roar.
Yeah.
It's right at the end. No, don't pet it. It must be. It must know it or raise it. Right. Oh, I still wouldn't do
it.
It
has to be a local. Oh, now we're into black bears.
This bear fight, though.
That looks like a grizzly.
I think this is grizzlies, right?
No, if they break into a fight and it gets too close to us, just back up.
I think it's just wet.
Leave the camera. Yeah, leave the camera. Just leave it.
Just leave everything.
Yo, look at this bear fight.
I'll pop a flare if I have to.
I can watch bear fights all day.
No, that's what the bear fight.
I want to see it in person, though. I want to get, like, up close.
Yeah, just get it. Let's stay together and get the
fight. Without
a
hand,
Uh oh. Uh oh. Annette, love you too. Have a good one. I know. He'll come around, maybe. commie. Uh-oh. Who's gonna hit first? I guess this is a territory thing?
The one on the right is gonna attack.
Dude, this is gonna happen dangerously close to us.
Yes, there it is. Uh-oh. Oh, there we go!
Just taking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one for the ages today! You got Yogi versus Gentle Ben. Gentle Ben was a bear, right?
Hadouken!
Yes. Yeah, look at this. Oh, you hear the noise? The jaws? Oh! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
I don't think that's the jaws.
Oh, get him, get him, get him. Teach him a lesson. Yeah, prison love. Yeah, that camera's got to be way on zoom, right?
I don't know. He said leave the cameras.
Oh, boy. No, but it keeps moving.
They probably what?
He says if they come at us, leave the cameras.
We're about 30 yards away, I want to say. If they're close.
I would get close.
No, they...
Perfect.
What is your favorite meal to cook?
Cook? I don't really cook. Like, I just like... Yeah. Like,
so you don't cook at all for your man?
No, like, I just... Yeah. That's all I do. I don't really cook.
Do you think that that makes up for cooking?
Yeah. I cook a lot of... So... Well, yeah, I'd like...
I hope you're married to a nice Jewish man wearing that Star of David.
They, like, call Uber Eats for them while I, like, their, like, ask any guy right now, like, if they'd rather me... Their,
oh, kid, I hope this is a gag. Get
no,
it?
It's not.
Get it?
I got it. Hold on.
So,
oh, boy.
I am going to spend the next minute screaming, because that is what is going on in here. That is what the trans genocide in this country,
no such
in
thing.
This city,
trans
has
genocide.
Brought me to.
No such thing.
Cut her mic.
I'm just gonna get up here and scream and make noise for no reason.
Yep, get that phone going.
Imagine that!
Yep.
Sound like you cry.
Tell me there's not a mental disorder going on.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that.
Speaking of mental disorder, how about this guy?
Oh, what'd he do? What'd he pump in his,
You think it's pumped in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think he worked out and got
no,
that?
That's, no.
Look at this guy.
Ain't that one oil?
You don't
oil?
Get that kind of muscle and not have forearms to go with it.
Listen, his personal trainer's Carrot Top, okay? And he got, look, it's solid muscle. Oh, my God. That can't be good for the bones, right?
It's not good for the...
joints and anything. Blood circulation.
He's wearing four watches. He's a freaking retard.
Well, I mean...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I don't know. Would you fight him?
Yes.
I don't know. He throws pretty good bows. He's pretty good at throwing bows.
He missed leg day.
Uh-oh.
Ah, dummies.
Oh, and the box.
Oh, no. Dummies. Justin Nichols calls this guy a chode. Chode. Like,
people at the bottom are always.
Here, all the tall guys need to be in the front.
No, they're supposed to lift it up.
Yeah.
They're supposed to take two steps down, people in one, supposed to take one.
Yeah. Bay used to have a job doing this over there in Taipei. Dummy.
Yeah. She's screaming.
Yeah.
She didn't even try to stop herself.
She felt like a Barbie doll. Just. Oh. All right, so there were some random reaction videos. I don't know why I downloaded those, but for some reason they were in my archive. So there you go.
Bazinga.
That must have been not dry January. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Share the video, the whole bit. Skyline 500 Rooftop Trivia on Wednesdays. That's a good time. Shelby's Trio. Make it good. On Thursdays, that's always a good time at 7 o'clock.
That's it.
What you got today?
And tonight is...
Old Abe's Brewhouse.
That's it. It starts in about an hour, so let's get out of here.
Yep.
Look, they all look the same, don't they?
Yeah.
They all look the same.
They're crazy.
All right.
It has begun.
It has begun. Okay.
Round three.
So round three tonight. Yeah, the sexy seniors on Wednesday. They're great, the sexy seniors. All right, this is a Clarksville category.
Bitch, you might be.
From their logo or sign, name the place in Clarksville. Chris, you're up first.
Played against sports.
Are you sure?
100%.
Are you positive?
100%.
Do you think it's played against sports?
I know it's played against sports.
Why do you know that it's played against sports?
I go there all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know Phil?
Yeah.
The owner, Phil Gaetano? Mm-hmm. He's my buddy.
Is he? He's a good guy.
He's got a house in Montana. Now I'm never going there.
He also has Vince Gill comes down to play golf here every so often.
Yeah, yeah. He tells everybody. Very good. Yep, Justin Nichols got it. Very good. All right, Bay.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, the trio. Shelby Trio.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it because of the show?
Because of the three. Yeah.
Very good. Shelby's Trio. Two restaurants and a rooftop bar.
Yep.
That's right,
wow,
Wednesday.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chris Tucker. Thank you, Mikey Glaze. Bet, you're up.
Oh.
I'm actually going there tonight.
That, damn it.
That downtown, ain't
nope.
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 I'm actually going there tonight.
Oh.
It's Casa de Italiana, or Italiana.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce that anyway.
Yeah, Casa de Italia. Restaurante. Right.
Yes,
Fort Campbell Boulevard.
Whoa,
I gotta go there. I don't think they're open
food.
Tuesdays.
They are. Great
yeah,
food.
I heard they just got their liquor and wine license or so whatever.
They have it. Yeah,
that
yeah.
make it even better.
Bella Città, Bella Città, Bella Città.
Is it real Italian?
It's
yes.
Barbara de Seville right here.
Yeah, the guy, the owner is from Italy. Yeah, it's babe, when I tell you it's Italian food, it's Italian food.
I'm gonna have to go.
The guy comes out singing this
and
while you eat.
It's better than, it's about the same cost as Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to go there.
I must live near you, Justin, because it's right by my house, too. Let's go.
Hey, if you go there, maybe they want to be an advertiser on the show.
I'll talk to them.
Yeah. I would love to promote them every day. Absolutely. All right.
Shelby's going to be okay with that?
Chris, you're up. Yes, Shelby's will be very fine with that.
Oh, I know this one. It begins with a C, doesn't it?
Oh, Bay?
Cooked.
Yeah, Cook's Market.
Well,
this place is a hidden gem.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
it's great.
Bring some hand sanitizer. But it's the best breakfast sandwiches around.
Yeah.
Besides Wicked Good, of course.
Breakfast, lunch.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're out walking on the street department.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
It's right on Franklin Street, on the other side of Franklin Street.
Oh, right.
Right
yeah.
there at the train tracks.
By Hornberger.
Yeah.
What is that?
That used to be
place.
A bar over there.
Michelin.
Yeah, right. one of the tire places.
And got the tobacco shop right there.
Right.
Well.
All right, first one to get it gets a point and wins. You guys ready?
Yeah.
What is that? Oh man, what is that? I forgot what that.
Maybe someone in the
Ray's Lounge or whatever.
Maybe someone in the comments can get this one for you. Come on.
The lounge.
So close. You're in the right neighborhood. At least the same neck of the woods, I think.
I mean, it's the only place I could think of. Oh,
Pink
Lady.
Oh.
Yeah. Are they even still a thing? I thought they closed.
I don't know. I still pay somebody over there, so. It's closed or open, I don't know. No, that's not true. Hey, tonight.
Nichols goes in and out.
In and out, yeah. Hey, come check us out. It's trivia night. No kids. No kids. Because, you know, it's nothing raunchy. It's just, you know, we don't want little kids running around. That's all. We got all the other ones. Yo, Hooters called me today.
Did they?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
They might want to do something.
Oh, that's good.
I'm like, is it?
Yeah, well, you
know. They might want you to start running a bike night.
You know, they have franchise, though.
I already got Monday through Thursdays with these.
They have franchise, though.
You know.
You can charge them more.
Yeah, I did. Justin, I'll call you. I'll call you when I'm out. All right, let's get out of here. I got to make phone calls. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. All right. Bae, did you learn anything on the show today?
Yeah, the Montana.
Montana, man.
That's crazy.
That is absolutely absurd.
They kidnapped them.
I hope those parents are lying and this never, ever happened and they got us.
You know.
I hope they hoaxed us. Hoaxed us.
Doubtful, but.
I hope Montana didn't do that. Man. Come in and say, hey, we taking your kids.
And sending it to a different state.
Yep. That
allegedly.
Is legal.
Allegedly. Chris?
Same thing.
Mind blown. I saw that story. Yeah. I'm like, no way, man. Montana. California, I would still be like, oh, that's crazy. But I would be like,
we get it.
Right.
But yeah, no, not Montana.
All right. And what did I learn?
Nothing. You put all this shit together.
No, I learned I can feed bears. I'm going to Gatlinburg.
Go for it.
I'll give you the pair.
There you go. And then pet its head. All right, let's get out of here. Thanks for allowing us, enabling us to have a conversation here on the Joe Padilla Show, America's Party with a Purpose. Absolutely.